An X-ray examination of the skull and cervical spine is the first X-ray study performed when there is possible injury to the head or cervical spine. Fractures, tumor, and hematomas may be shown on these studies. The pneumoencephalogram, PEG, involves the introduction of air into the brain's ventricles and subarachnoid space, and the removal of some cerebrospinal fluid. It may visualize any abnormalities of these structures on X-ray film. It is important that the nurse take vital signs before the PEG in order that baseline values can be established. Generally, physicians will order the patient to have nothing by mouth after midnight before the procedure. The patient may complain of noises in the head during and after the procedure, which are due to the presence of the air in the ventricles. The noises will disappear when the air is absorbed. Patients are generally encouraged to drink more water. This may be difficult when the patient is experiencing nausea and vomiting, along with a severe headache. It is often necessary to use antiemetics. The nurse should check the patient frequently to look for possible signs of increased intracranial pressure or other complications, such as shock, chills, continued vomiting, fever, or respiratory difficulty. The patient should be kept with the head flat for at least 24 to 48 hours. The patient may then be up gradually if headache and nausea do not occur. Ventriculogram is similar to the pneumoencephalogram. It can give the same type of information. It is used when there is greater intracranial pressure and gives a more specific outline of brain lesions. Cerebrospinal fluid should be withdrawn and replaced with air. The injection is made into the lateral ventricles through an opening in the skull. Both pneumoencephalogram and ventriculogram are dangerous to the patient and are treated as surgical procedures.